Commander lands down, watch the altimeter climb. 4,100, 4,200, 4,300. Despite the maximum efforts of engines and venting valves, they had now reached pressure altitude and were still rapidly rising. 5,000, 5,400, 5,600, 5,800, 6,000. My God, what's holding the ship together? Lansdowne spoke out loud, without meaning to. Suddenly, the rise stopped and the ship leveled. The whole ship seemed like an overfilled balloon, ready to explode at any moment, but it was holding. They had entered the eye of the storm. Then, number two engine started knocking furiously, its oil depleted, and had to be shut down. A few minutes later, number one engine succumbed to a broken water hose, overheated, and died in a cloud of hot steam. Now the rise started again. 6,100 feet, 6,200, 6,300. Then all hell broke loose, and the ship plummeted at over 1,400 feet per minute towards the ground. The men in the control room dove for the ballast release toggles, and thousands of pounds of water poured from the underside, slowing the descent as the ship emerged from the eye and entered again the swirling maelstrom of the storm at an altitude of just under 3,000 feet. With the water ballast and two engines now gone, the crew had few options left to them. The rise started again, even more violently than before. Chief Radio Man Schnitzer cupped his headphones against his ears, attempting to block out the bedlam filtering into his tiny radio compartment and hear better the weak signal he had detected. Most radio stations had long been secured, their operators sleeping peacefully, unaware of the drama unfolding in the skies. His headphones picked up a distant signal, and he eagerly zeroed his transmitter to its frequency. He fingered the Morse code key, then expertly started his transmission. SOS. 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 This is the airship Shenandoah, caught in storm west of Cambridge, Ohio. SOS. SOS. SOS.